Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Thanks for stopping by my channel. I have an interesting discussion today, asked of me from a gentleman who was at my New York City recent meet and greet. Great question. He said, hey, Susan, what do you think about this? Is love enough? I said, no, love's not enough. Here's why I said that. The fact that you are asking yourself, is love enough, is a clear indication to me that something is very much off. And even though you love your partner and they love you, it's not getting fixed. There is already a compromise. It is less than what you want. So you hold on to the fact that you love each other as being the reason to stay in a partnership that is no longer functional. Relationships have to be functional. This is so simple, but it is so often overlooked. The day-to-day functionality of a relationship must be maintained. Like, are we going in the same direction? Do we want the same things? Are we able to get to conflict resolution? Can we grow together? Is it expanding? Are we increasing our happiness? Are we pulling down and shutting down? It has to be functional. And when you say, isn't love enough? No. How, be honest, how many people have you loved and you have had to leave? How many people have you loved that stumped you, but you know it's the right thing? They're not a good partner for you. How many times have you had to chew the leg hold trap and get out of it just to save yourself? Love isn't always enough. We can love someone and not be right for them. We can love someone and have to admit to ourselves, we tried, but we're not a match. So I urge you to not be afraid to take a look at what's not working. If you are trying to stay in something where you're unhappy and it's not functional, and you're grabbing on to a phrase that we have heard, love is enough. Maybe it isn't, because you're unhappy. And you're not doing your partner any favor, because they're probably unhappy too. And you might be better off if you explored options that would allow you to be happier. Do your due diligence, do everything you can in the relationship first. Leave no stone unturned. Could we have made this better? But then if you both come back to, I love you, but it's not happening for us, then you're being honest. And you are offered an opportunity to perhaps find a better person that matches where you are today. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want a consultation, chat me up. Look at the website under consultation. Don't miss out on a date with Susan. It is such a phenomenal experience. I take you to this magnificent club in New York City, treat you beautifully. It's the only 3-hour in-person session with me. It's lunch or breakfast. We really do some deep diving and get things sorted. Thank you. Bye-bye now.